Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday. We're having a good Thursday here. It is May. Oh, golly, what is today? I don't have my calendar. I think it's the 17th. And we have a special guest with us today, Sherry Caluso. She's calling in from California. And she's going to be talking to us about jewelry and intuition and all kinds of good stuff. It's like we'd posted her information earlier, so some of you guys could like call in and see. And yep, we have people in the queue waiting to talk already, so all right, this is cool. Anyway, Jethro's special for the month this month is that if you book a reading with him in May, he gives you 25% off those 30-minute readings. So instead of 60, you're only paying 45 for a half hour with him. And of course, his normal hour time is 120. You can get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net. And Kay spent a lot of time, his other half, redoing his site, and he's got some new pages, he's got some stuff, he's got a new look. It's like she spent several hours of her weekend, you know, redoing his webpage. So stop by and check that out. You can also get some limited edition copies of their book autographed by the authors by checking again at that site, or you can email him at psychicjethro@aol.com. There we go. Man, I forgot my brains. Or jethropsychic@gmail.com. Or to schedule with him, his number, 928-284-0437, is still good. It's like it doesn't have his personal voice on there. They've been having a little bit of problems with his phone system, so it's like, but if you hear the lady and it says the number, it's like, that's him. Go ahead and leave your name and number, and he will call you back and schedule a reading with you. So anyway, and tomorrow, let's see, he was talking this morning, and he was talking as usual, you know, 50,000 miles an hour. And I believe he's got some people coming on tomorrow. I'm not sure. I know in the next couple days we're having Amy Kavanaugh on. I believe that's who is coming on tomorrow with him. And I think it's Tiara Crawford with Design and Style Stuff on Saturdays. And Sunday is going to be a surprise, so we're going to see what's going on there. But Jethro will be taking the next 3 days. He'll be on for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and actually I guess he will be on Monday. We're working in times. Celeste, because of her job, Psychic Celeste in Arizona, she's not able to do Mondays anymore, but we're working her in a different time, so she might be on one of the weekend spots. So we're going to see how that works, because we've had a lot of requests for her. Oh, let's see. And I believe Monday joining us is going to be the psychic chef from Australia. So anyway, tune in for those things coming. And let's see. I am Kelly. It's kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And my number is 719-289-4907. And I do, what I do is I do the readings printed. It's like I can go through readings, and what I've discovered is with what I do, I can go through it and talk through people with it, but it's like I would much rather give people those, you know, like 20, 25-page reports that I do. I print them up, you know, mail them out. It's like the birth card reports themselves are 30, and a relationship report comparing you with, you know, another person's birth date and whatever is also 30. That includes the shipping, includes everything. And that way you have something in your hand where you go, man, what was that? It's like, I can't quite remember. It's like, you know, you look back through, oh, yeah, that's right. And it also gives you pages to kind of make notes on and say, yeah, this happened, this didn't, you know. And I do. I type up one of those for myself every year and kind of go through with it. So I have an idea what's going on. It doesn't always look pretty, but it's like going, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get through this? But it does work. So anyway. All righty, and with all that said, Sherry's been waiting very patiently here with us, and I'm going to start out and just kind of have her tell us a little bit about herself and where she got started and where she got started from and what she's doing and how she got into it and just all those kind of fun things. So, Sherry, tell us about yourself.
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Well,
we're excited to have you.
Yeah. I currently work for myself, and I love it. I couldn't be happier. I'm actually sitting here in my jammies, which is one of the perks. It is. I sometimes have to force myself to get dressed, but but it is one of the perks. I do a myriad of things. I'm a psychic, clairvoyant, a healer, a jeweler, an artist. I pretty much do it all. Anything creative, give it to me, and I'll turn it into something. So, About 4 or 5 years ago, I was working in the jewelry industry in Malibu. I was selling 5-carat diamonds to movie stars and had a great job, loved it. My background is in jewelry. I've always made my living that way. And I loved my job, but I kind of felt like something was missing. And so there's a
creative part, huh?
Yeah, there was a metaphysical shop in the little center where I worked, and I wandered in there one day, and I found Deborah Katz's book, You Are Psychic, and I thought, I read a couple of pages, I went to her website, I saw that she had offered private training, so I called her up, I said, sign me up. She said, don't you have any questions? I was like, nope, I'm ready, I need to make a shift in my life. And I really went into it as personal growth and just something to supplement my spiritual side. And it came very easily to me. I threw myself into it for a good solid 6 months to a year. And I remember one day I did this meditation on a Sunday night, and I just said, you know, remove any obstacles that are in my way from achieving what I'm here to do and what, you know, my best path will be. So I went into work the next day, and about an hour in, I got fired. So,
oh, wow.
I manifested.
I didn't believe in that, guys.
Yeah, I manifested a huge change overnight. I obviously didn't think something I'd been working on. It was a bit unexpected and a bit difficult, but at the same time, I thought, all right, well, I guess I'm going to
have for it. They gave me what I asked for. Oh, boy.
Yep. But I thought, wow. Wow, that was a big meditation. That thing worked. really be aware of what you ask for, because it will happen exactly. So I really haven't looked back since that day. I decided at the time I was working part time also for Deborah. I still do that. I keep her schedules and help her with that. But it really forced me to branch out on my own and let go of any fears that I had of being a creative person on my own and without being in a business, you know, working for somebody else and under their rules. And it gave me a lot of freedom, and also just forced me to really look at my own fears and where I was headed. And it took me about 4 years now since that happened to get back into the jewelry aspect of the creative side. I still do the psychic stuff, but I really was aching to get back into the jewelry. The creative, actually making something. What first drew me to doing the psychic work was my inventory was me, with my brain, was my third eye. I could just show up and not have any little pieces or parts or things that I had to worry about. Exactly. No attachments. It was that is still my favorite part of it.
Neat. I was going to say, and you said something about it's like, jewelry making. It's like, I know we kind of talked before a couple weeks back. It's like, you said something about your own bench. It's like, what exactly, you know, is involved with like the, you know, maybe the jewelry making process? And it's like, you know, do you kind of like, you do meditation, you know, like before you do some of the pieces? Do you do like, can people like order special pieces, you know, that kind of stuff? It's like, kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I do custom orders. Usually when I sit down to make a piece, I've been making jewelry since I was 8, so I have a huge amount of supplies. So I tend to draw on what I have there. So when I sit down to create a piece, it's pretty much organic. It's whatever suits my mood or fancy at that time. And so that's what I love about that creative process. I try to make one-of-a-kind pieces that are, when you see them and when you touch them and you feel them, you can feel the energy that I put into it and the love and the uniqueness of it. And I mean, even just me picking up my jewelry and then picking up a piece of jewelry that, you know, came from a store somewhere else, I can feel the difference, in it. Yeah, it's very subtle, but I it's probably because I know what I put into it.
Right.
And, you know, while making the jewelry, that is a great meditative exercise for me. It really fuels my creativity and my imagination. So I can go off into my own little world and kind of make up stories about each piece. And that's what I've really been working on now. I have, you know, probably 100 pieces made, and I've really been trying to sit down and write a story about each piece, whether it be a creative story that I make up about, you know, who wears this or who owned it or where, you know, where it came from. That's kind
now,
of
you
the
know,
direction.
And how do people get it? Where can people see, you know, like, see some of the stuff that you've made up? Is like, you know, you have a website, you have email or, you know, phone number, what, you know, something you want to give us here?
Yeah, my website is servingyoursoul.com, and that houses me, my whole brand as a psychic and as an artist. When you get onto that site, most of my jewelry can be found on Etsy, which has become a really popular marketplace for people for handmade goods, and it's been a great platform for me to share my story and my jewelry as well. So, and I've just taken up photography so I can get some better pictures to convey the stories as well. And that's been really exciting. So you really, once you go on to servingyoursoul.com, you'll be able to find all of my jewelry and different links and everything sort of about me.
Okay, I want to take just a short break here. We got a caller. I just want to kind of check out and see with him. It's like, you know, don't go away here. And it's like, and if you get any vibes and stuff, feel free to jump right in there. So it's like, 443, area code 443. What can we do for you today? You have some questions for our guest, or would you like a reading? What are we doing?
Actually both. I did have a question for your guest, Sherry, and it's kind of included with a question or a reading for me. When she spoke about changing her career over to working for self, I'm kind of in that situation where I've been doing a lot of inner work, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, last week, my hours were cut, and instead of me being on the roster as an assistant teacher, I'm now on the sub list, which you know, opens my schedule a lot, but I just don't know where to begin with doing my own work, which has been shared with me a few times. I just don't know where to start in that. So,
okay. Alrighty, that's like, and could I get your name? It's like with what I do, it's like I have your name and a birth date here. It's like I do stuff kind of that. I hate to say I run the numbers because it sounds like I'm doing stuff on the pony track, but it's like, you know, I got to run your numbers.
Sure. It's Ayana is my first name.
Ooh.
And my birthday is 10/2/82.
Did you say Ayana?
Ayana, yes, A-Y-A-N-N-A.
Well, really, what's happening in your space right now is you absolutely are creating an opening to do what it is that you want to do. And one way that you can really help manifest this and make it clear to you, I keep seeing you standing in front of whether it's showing up as a white screen or a dry erase board or something like that. And it's going to be important for you to write down what makes you happy and what you want to do with your day every day. And this, once you get a bit more clear on those goals, you will be able to take the next steps to actually implement that change. And as you progress more and more away from a standard job, everything about you just lightens up. I mean, you have this amazing smile and brightness about you that just is dying to be shared with the world. And again, teaching is still going to be a big part of your transition. And not only teaching teaching others and being a role model for that for others as well. You have a lot to share with this world, and once you really make that apparent to yourself, it will slowly start to come together. So it's going to be really important for you to actually sit down and write out what it is that makes you happy. And this isn't about making a list of 100 things. I'm just seeing like maybe about 5 different bullet points, things that are manageable for you right now and ways you can implement change. You really are going to need to be asked to kind of step outside of your comfort zone and connect some dots within your community and reaching out to your family and friends with support in this, and that your ideas are going to start forming very organically, and just know that community is a big part of this, and your communication skills and communicating with others is going to really lead you to that place that you want to be. So know that this is not necessarily something that is going to happen overnight, but you know, over the next couple of years, you really are going to be able to make this come true for yourself. And it's not necessarily going to be easy, but again, I don't see a lot of roadblocks. The only thing really getting in your way is you, yourself. And so just remember to go back and have fun with it and to really keep a lightness about it as well. That will help you progress faster and really hone in on what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
I got some stuff for the cards here for you. Your birth card shows that you are a Seven of Diamonds person, and this is called the card of spiritual values. And the Seven of Diamonds is really one of those unique cards. It's called a semi-fixed card in the system that I use here. It's part of a special family of 7 uniquely different cards, and you guys fall into a different category. You have a special mark on your life. You're really sometimes stubborn, but you're also extremely creative and really destined to become millionaires in this life if you access the high side of that spiritual money card. But by suit, you're always connected with money. That's what the diamonds are about. And on a deeper level, you came here to work on values. As a spiritual number, you maintain a non-attached attitude about money, or there's going to be continuous problems in that area. You're either, you know, like worrying about it all the time and not having any, or not worrying and have as much as you like. So it's like, if you've never seen The Secret, you know, by Rhonda Byrne, I highly recommend that one. It's like, you know, figure out the difference between what you focus on, okay? Regardless, many of your life lessons are going to come through that avenue of the money and the values. And other avenue is your close relationships, like family, lovers, friends, all really important to Seven Diamonds people. You have close ties, for better or worse, with your family. You share in their trials. You've really got this high spiritual love nature that entails making personal sacrifices for your family or other close relationships. There's very little you wouldn't do on behalf of your parents or family. And it is one of the most spiritual cards in the deck. And as such, your success comes from approaching life. You know, I love what, you know, Sherry said, just that, you know, that lightness. But approaching life in the ways other than traditional or materialistic, the most successful among you guys are the ones that live in the faith that all your needs are always going to be provided. A lot of times you find yourself restless, you know, making frequent changes, either maybe in occupation, location, something like that, you know, changeability. Your love life sometimes entails making sacrifice, and you can have some disappointment there until you learn to let other people go and kind of be as they are. In your spiritual studies, you find really, you know, satisfaction and validation for your own intuition. Once you're on the spiritual path, everything in your life is going to be put into proper perspective, and you can excel in any chosen field. In relationship, a little bit more, issues in relationships revolve around letting go of personal attachments and developing a more spiritual like approach to love. You are by nature really loving person and willing to make those sacrifices on behalf of those people that you love. You're bound to have one or more kind of karmic love involvements that really challenge you to raise your level of love to more spiritual and responsible heights type of thing. Other cards, you know, you have other cards like that have high ideals and associated with love and partnership. You know, kind of sometimes we put on those rose-colored Disney glow, what I call the Disney glasses. But you're more or less destined to have those ideals tested every step along the way. Sometimes that stubbornness you have and that independence really attracts powerful relationships into your life, but they're ones that teach you important lessons. Seven of Diamonds females attracted to and often marry men of the heart suit. You also hold a little bit of fantasy about, you know, some guys who are diamonds. Okay, the, let's see, your planetary ruler, I'm going to look at that real quick. Your Jack of Hearts is your planetary ruler. Accentuates the compassionate side of your personality. It's also called the Christ card or that sacrifice card, encouraging you to be selfless for those you call friends and family. You may find you really go out of your way to help those in need, which makes a whole lot of sense to me, even, you know, like she's saying in your teaching field, because many, many years ago, it's like one of our teachers, you know, just spiritual teacher said, you know, people who are in teaching, it's like a lot of times we find their chakras like a spaghetti factory, because all those little kids, you know, go in and they hook right into your heart chakra. It's like, make me love you, you know. And it's like, so you, it's like we can do some chakra cleansing with that too, but it's like if you find the need for that, but it's like, you know, they really, you know, the kids you find in your room, it's like you get really attached to them. And I've heard, you know, teachers call about their extended family. But that card also brings a really playful side to your personality. The hearts are the young people of the deck. You probably like having fun, most of the things you do, which is really great, again, for kids. Some, you know, the flip side of it, so, you know, your bad side of this card is that sometimes you're just stubborn and, you know, you can exhibit some of those things where people look at you and go, really, are we being our shoe size today or are we being our age? You know, one of those kind of things. And, you know, sometimes that hits in the romantic department, okay. But you're really capable of making those great sacrifices for people you love, dedicating yourself to that higher cause. And in doing so, you could really make a profound mark on the world. And it's like, and of course, teaching. Teaching is, you know, always, you know, whether it's, you know, in the classroom or there's different styles and methods of teaching. You know, you get into maybe spiritual studies and you find, like, man, you know, maybe I want to be, you know, step out a little bit and do some spiritual teaching, that kind of stuff. And it might, you know, come out, like, you know, in a Sunday school or, you know, doing classes of your own or going through, like, a outreach program through a college, you know, something you know, we want to share with people. Events are happening at age 29 this year. You can find your true purpose. There's at least one occurrence of a six in your reading in this prominent position. So you have, you know, this is, you know, some people will, you know, search their whole lives and never really find what they came here for. But this year, it's like we call, you know, prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening. So it's like if you indulge in that prayer and meditation, it's like it kind of, there's kind of an open door for you to go, you know, and it's just like what Sherry said. It's like, you know, be careful what you ask for because you will get it. It's like if you want to know what your purpose is on this planet, you will find it out if you ask, because, you know, you've got that kind of open door to finding that. And it's like, you know, and of course, if you're not interested in knowing, which I can't imagine, because, you know, usually people who call in here, it's like, you know, they want to know, who am I, where am I going, what am I doing, you know, so it's like, but at the very least, you know, sixes indicate stability, and they're a little bit karmic things. And this is also somehow or other a major year of completion for you, because you've also got a nine somewhere in your reading. And this is just one of those things where it's like, I liken it to, if you've ever followed the Charles Schulz, you know, the Peanuts with, you know, Snoopy and Charlie Brown and all those guys, Linus is the guy with the blanket. You know, he's always hanging onto his security blanket. And sometimes, you know, we get in such a place where we go, you know, I'm in this comfy, cozy zone, and it's like, I like my little blanket. And it's like, you know, it was funny because one episode, you know, Lucy comes along, she rips the blanket out of his hand, runs it through the washer and dryer, gives it back to him. He's sitting there, you know, kind of a basket case. He's just kind of shaking, you know. And sometimes that's how we can be if we think we're not ready to let go of something. And sometimes, you know, when you come, like, you know, like say where this transition is happening, you're kind of in the teaching to subbing and whatever, it's like, wow, I wasn't really exactly prepared for that.
No,
you know,
I was.
It's like, you know, but it's like, you know, we'll get through this, and it's okay, you know. And then the other thing is, don't get in a rut. My grandmother always used to say, a rut is the grave with the ends kicked out. So don't get too comfy cozy in your rut, because somebody may fill in the ends for you and put flowers on you. So
right.
You always just kind of want to be aware of that one. Does that help any? It's like, you know, I agree with what Sherry's saying. It's like it's gonna be processed, you know, it's not gonna be any overnight stuff. And I always laugh when they, you know, come out with the newest country western star or somebody, and these people go, yeah, I'm an overnight success. It only took me 20 years to get here, you know. So at least two is not 20. So it's like, you know, a couple years, a little bit going on. It's like looking at some different things.
Yeah, I think my thing is just the, what you said, the meantime and between time, and I'm used to being in ruts, and I don't want to anymore, and I just kind of want to trust and allow things to flow. But it's, you know, it's hard to have to live in this paradigm and then also have the reality of bills and school loans and stuff. So
I've got to pay rent, and it's like my landlord is going to say, "Well, the universe is going to rain this on you today."
right. So do you
Ayana, what's going to be important for you is to, again, I keep seeing a picture of you drawing, and in the center of it is you putting the letters me on, in the center. This is, it's going to be important for you to focus on yourself, because, again, you do tend to give your space away very freely, and by bringing it back and focusing on the me aspect and you and what makes you happy, you actually will be able to help people in a greater way, that you still will be able to help people. And as far as a transition, when I see you working kind of away from a school system, I see you still in that, but for as you transition, there's some sort of a bridging the gap between, I see small children, whether they're at risk or whether there's abuse or something going on with them,
mm-hmm.
and bridging that with an older generation, whether it's grandparents. So you're really being forced to look at the community and how you can bring people's lives together and bring some of that joy and happiness that you have yourself that has meaning within the community as well. So, but first and foremost, the biggest thing is for you to look at yourself and take that power back. And this isn't about being selfish. This is about just standing and being grounded in who you are, and you will be able to give more and feel like people are taking less from you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, and, you know, click follow and come back and tell us how things progress, because we always like to hear people's stories, you know. It's like, and, you know, what transpired, because the, you know, the one thing that's about the future that we always, you know, tell people is, like, you have free will, and no matter what, you know, you hear or say or anything else, it's like you can always use your free will to change it up, make it better. It's like, you know, I'm going to say, use the warning signs to go, I don't want to go down that path because it says bridge out, so I'm going to take the other direction, but, you know, type of stuff. But we'd like to have people call back in. It's like, you know, tell them how things are going. It's like, you know, we just kind of check in and say, yeah, guess what? You know, it's like, I got this job, or, you know, did this today, or whatever. It's like, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always interesting to me. What I tend to tell people a lot is, if you feel like you're in a rut or you're stuck, just make a decision, choose something. If that choice doesn't work for you, choose something else. Just keep moving forward, because the moment you are stuck is when nothing really can manifest around you. So know that any choice you make, you can continue to make choices beyond that. It's not the end-all, be-all. If you make one choice and it doesn't work out, just choose something else. It's just keep going and keep moving forward. And
yeah.
And that, you never know what will come into your life and where that will lead you.
Exactly. Oh, thank you so much. I really need to hear that piece.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward. Thank you for calling in so much and talking with us today. Appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. I'm glad we got that one, because it was like, yeah, that's, and that's really cool. It's like she's having kind of that little synchronicity. It's like, I was like sitting there going, oh my goodness. It's like, and I got fired. It's like, oh my. You know? And the first question is like, and how did you pay the bills for the next few weeks? You know.
I actually, you know, that is a funny question. I took all of my jewelry that I had acquired over the years, and I melted it and sold the gold.
Wow.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's how, you know, I was at a point where I was like, forget the jewelry. I'm done with the jewelry. Like, and for me, the way, like, getting rid of that jewelry was also, like, symbolic, too.
Wow.
So, it, you know, it, that kind of cleared up a headspace for me, too. Of like, okay, that's an old life. I can, it's time to move forward. And it also allowed me to travel and really work on, you know, where I was going next. So that's how I paid the bills
cool,
in that respect. So
Yeah. I can say one of those leaps of faith is like that. That's what I feel like I was talking to you a little bit earlier. It's like that's what I feel like I'm doing with this trip to Idaho. You know, we're making. I'm like going, well, we're making a real leap, all right. I feel like I'm leaping off a cliff without a parachute right now.
Yeah, it's like I know it'll work out. Yeah, sometimes those are the best journeys that you never know where they will lead you. And again, there's really not one thing that people are meant to do in this lifetime.
Right.
You know, everybody kind of wants to know what their purpose is or what they should be doing. But the thing is, do what makes you happy and do that well.
Do what you love and the money will follow. There's a whole book on that. I don't know if you've
ever
seen that one.
Sometimes the hardest thing is people don't necessarily know themselves enough to really know what makes them happy or
right.
to even know whether that whatever makes them happy could actually make them money. But
money too, exactly. Yeah, because you know, and it makes a lot of sense because it's like, you know, when you are happy and it's like, I mean, you know, you think to yourself, how many people have you known that are just going out there, la, you know, kind of like the, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day, you know, it's like in Oklahoma, it's like, and people are really happy, you go, wow, I want to be around them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and contrastingly, it's like, then you have the people who have the bulldoggy, jowlish moments going, oh, you know, like, it's kind of like the Winnie the Pooh characters, Eeyore, oh, 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 it's like, well, which would you rather be around, Tigger or Eeyore, come on, you know. Well, like if you're doing stuff that makes you happy, it's like, you know, you're going to attract more of that, you know, again, attract more of that happiness in, you know, all that good stuff. It's like, absolutely. And it makes a lot of sense because when you're happy, you know, and a happy person, people come, you know, come around going, man, what are you doing that's making you happy? Because we want some of that too. You know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It's not to say that I know now that I've, you know, really been able to develop my psychic abilities and I have tools that help me get through those rough times. I don't always implement them. I don't think we are meant to be happy all the time. I just think,
yeah.
you know, sometimes it is important to say, oh, gosh, I'm in a funk right now. It's okay. I'm going to allow myself that downtime and get, you know, as long as
so
I
count my blessings again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that it's okay. But at some point you still have to make some movement and change the things that aren't necessarily working for you.
Right, right. Oh, golly. Oh, whoops. And it's like, oh. My cell phone is too close to my computer, and it has these little... Well, I think at least we're not having the Blog Talk Radio moments that we were having like a couple weeks ago, man. It's like we had some stuff going on a couple weeks ago where it was just like, they said there was solar flare activity and stuff, and then everybody, you know, it's like Blog Talk was having issues. It's like people were having issues with their phones, with their computers. With
yeah.
It's like, and now it's kind of like, it's kind of calmed down, and it's like going... Okay, this is good. And it's like, other than the precipitation happening outside my window, it's like, oh, it's not a bad day. Oh, golly. Well, for the moment, it's you and me. And it's like people in the chat room are kind of like not there. I'm going, man, this is like a really slow day for us. It's like, okay. But it's like I have discovered there's, you know, people that I guess you can actually tune in on the radio to this. And I'm like going, wow, how does that work? But it's okay. So sally forth, sally on, and carry on. So what kind of stuff, you know, I was kind of trying to get a feel. It's like, what's the difference between, you know, it's like, okay, like, well, like what you were saying, you know, the transition, it's like, you know, you kind of melted your jewelry down, that kind of stuff, or that you melted the gold out of it, okay. It's like, I'm assuming you kind of kept the rocks, because I don't think they would have taken the rocks, you know. So where did you go from there? It's like, where, you know, what was the next, like, step in your path, and what did you do?
Well, I spent the next, it was in summertime, so I spent the next couple of months traveling up to Washington. I have some really great friends up in Washington State, and I just immersed myself in a kind of a one-on-one program there to just to get a good, better headspace and kind of see where I was headed. And when I, you know, came back from there, I decided that's it. I've got to get my website up. Have to, you know, let's get the psychic stuff going. So that was really where I headed next. And luckily I still was was working part-time for Deborah, which was amazing because I could just work from anywhere. And I basically gave up any sort of fear about failure. That was just not an option anymore. And so I just
That's a really good positive step. I was like, yeah.
There really wasn't. I did not want to look for another job in the jewelry industry. I didn't want to work for anybody else because, to me, I was giving my services and not really getting much
in
return.
Your time and your effort, your energy, and it wasn't being worth it. It's like something like that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I loved what I did, but I just didn't. I didn't feel appreciated in the sense of what I really was. And 9 times out of 10, the people that would come in, I would have, ways I would end up selling to them was just by talking to them about their lives and making that connection with people. So once I realized that,
you're doing psychic anyway.
Exactly. I was doing that anyways. And once I realized that that really is a key component to making things happen in this world is your relationships with yourself and then ultimately with others. I mean, that's all we really have. And so once I realized that, wow, I can reach out and talk to people and see what's going on with them and see how I can be of service to them, whether they want a psychic reading, whether they want an energetic healing, whether they want a piece of jewelry, they want a piece of artwork, they want me to come organize their closets, they want me to come cook them dinner, they want to, and so I really...
Can I walk your dog?
Yeah, exactly. I made myself available in whatever way somebody might want or need my creative services. And, the moment I did that, things started popping in my lap. I had written in one of my journals, I had been wanting to go to Paris, and so I just started a little story on that. And about 3 or 4 months later, one of my best girlfriends called me up and said, hey, I'm going to be in Europe. I want to go to Paris. I'm cashing in my miles. I'm paying for the hotel room. You can't say no. Come with me to Paris. So I was like, oh, wow, that worked. Okay, sure, I'm going to Paris. So I really realized that I was able to manifest things in my life in a way that I didn't necessarily know where they were coming from, but I knew that if I decided I wanted to do something, that I just really had to feel it, put it down on paper, kind of, forget about it, still work towards that goal, but knew that it would ultimately end up, coming to me in some form or another. Yeah, exactly. And to this day, I still, my roommate laughs at me because I'll be online and I'll order something, and then about 5 or 10 minutes later, I'll get somebody will pay for a psychic reading or something. So it she laughs because she's like, the money just shows up when you need it.
That's cool. I must be doing something a little bit wrong. There's days and times I sit here and go, okay, it's like I'm trying to, because I've been trying to figure out how am I going to manifest, $400 in gas money out and back and out and back. I'm like going, the cool thing was I manifested tires for myself this week, which was great. It's like used tires, but it's like I got the used tires for my Suburban. I needed two of them. Normally they're $143.99 a piece, new, and plus with the bells and whistles that they, this and that, they put on and all that. It's like, I was going to be looking at really close to like $400 for, for tires. And instead I get these two. I mean, yes, they're used, but it's like they're in a whole lot better shape than the other ones are for only $72. So I'm like going, I was absolutely thrilled. Now, the trailer tires was a little bit different story because they don't, people do what, I mean, the tires I'd had on my trailer were like 12 years old. They were really supremely shot, and unfortunately that's what other people do too, is they run those suckers until they just don't run no more. But even at that, I got a really good deal. Of course, this guy says, I can give them to you, for $350, and he calls me back the next day and says, there was a little mess up in the warehouse. I'm really sorry, it's going to be $400, but it's like, it still was cheaper, that was the cheapest place, because I checked around several places, and it's like, nobody had to use this, okay, I can deal with that, it's okay, I got such a good deal on on my suburban ones, it's like I can deal with that. So I'm like going, okay, God, I need some lottery numbers,
Yeah. I play the lottery too. I mean, I joke with people because they, although I'm spiritual and a psychic, I like all the hooey, airy-fairy stuff. I'm also very grounded in, I live in Los Angeles. I like fancy shoes. I like going out to dinner. I like nice stuff. Yeah. I want all those. I want to live a nice lifestyle. It's easy to be able to.
So you got your vision board, right? Like that John, what is it? John, I never can say his name. It's like Arasafi. You know what I'm talking about on The Secret?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, I put up my vision board here. It's like, what do I want? Let's put up this pair of shoes. Let's just put up this restaurant. It's like,
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, for years, I've read books on the Law of Attraction. I've listened to Esther and Jerry Hicks, and it wasn't
I just discovered them like about 6 months ago or so. Yeah. It's like, wow. And they've been out there for a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't until last year that I... Or actually, maybe it was it was about last year that the light bulb really came on, and I actually understood what the Law of Attraction meant.
Good. I'm gonna let you explain it a little bit to me because I still don't think I understand it. It's like I'm kind of going, okay, I understand the steel, the magnet stuff. I understand the magnet, and it goes, like my kids. It's like in science, we go, here's a magnet, here's a piece of steel, twink. It's like, okay, I get that. It's like, now how do I use that, to bring
in other
stuff?
Well, here's the thing, again, and this is something that why I enjoy doing psychic readings. I enjoy helping people reconnect with themselves on a spiritual level and on a physical level. I think so many times people are very disconnected in their physical bodies, and so when that happens and you don't have a big grasp on your own reality, it's very difficult to manifest things in your life that you want until you can really tell yourself that I can have this, I want this, I deserve this. It's not really going to happen in your life. You can put up as many pictures as you want. You can plaster your whole house in pictures of things that you want. But if on an energetic and even a physical level, you're telling yourself, I can't. There's no way I'm ever going to get that. I don't deserve that. If you don't really believe it and feel it, I think feeling is the biggest part of it. And for me, manifesting has never really been a problem. I think I deserve everything. I deserve it.
I want to run your car. I do.
I'm like, I deserve it. I want it. I have no problem asking for it. I will ask people for whatever I need. I don't mean it to sound like a sense of entitlement, but again, I'm just like, well, why can't I have it? I think it's nice. I want it.
The real thing is like where I've had to come from it is like, I know, God dwells. If you think in the Bible, where it talks about, how God dwells, it's like in on a throne, in an unapproachable light with all the riches, et cetera, around him. I'm like going, okay. And we are, then I go, okay, next step is we are children of God. Okay. And it's like, and I've also heard the flip side of that out there going, you know what? It's not riches. I mean, it's not money that's evil. It's the love of money. There's a big difference there. It's kind of like the gun. It's like, guns don't kill people. People kill people, So it's like, it's not that that kind of thing. But it's like, it's also, we got to love God first. But then we love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
So absolutely. Like I read... this was years ago, one of the books, Conversations with God, and I only read a few pages of it, and the most profound exercise that I found in it was he was saying, people don't know how to pray, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. Right. I grew up Catholic. Praying was, sometimes I was like,
mandatory.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be praying, And he's like, when you pray, pray for the things that you already have in your life. Whether you have them or not, just say, thank you, I have this in my life, and to really focus on the things that you already have. And that was a huge step. Yeah, that was a huge step and very simple. I mean, you know, these laws of attraction and manifestation are quite simple. It's just sometimes people tend to get focused on what they don't have or what's lacking. And I do that too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I go through those days too. But it's very easy to turn down.
Right. Like Marcia Smirnoff did, what was in Secret. She says, you know, you have this tennis match going on. It's like, you know, oh, I believe this. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. It's like, I've seen that, done that.
Yeah.
Still working on the t-shirt.
Yeah. When you can, you know, really lighten up on yourself and be thankful for just even the littlest things. You know, it starts to really change your way of thinking and seeing things. And those are the most subtle shifts, but they're also very big shifts too. I mean, you know, people may or may not experience a big aha moment you may or may not, yeah. Life can be a series of them, or, you know, it's not like all of a sudden one day, you know, everything's going to be completely clear because...
we just wake up and go, bing, everything just happened overnight while I was sleeping. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
Because we're always evolving. So, yes, it's great when you get those aha moments and you roll with it, but you're going to, you know, it's inevitable that there is going to come a moment where it's going to kind of shatter that dream again, and you're going to have to go through it all over again. So, you know, if you can look at life as being more cyclical and going with the ups and downs of it, you know, I find that it makes it much more fun and a little bit easier.
Cool. And we have a caller here. We have somebody from 207. Let's grab them here where we got them. Okay, 207, thank you for calling in. Can you give us your name? Hi.
It's Melissa.
Melissa, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. You're discussing one of my favorite conversations in the world.
Cool.
The law of attraction.
Let us know.
I love it. I really do. And there's just so much that you can talk about with it. I get all excited, like, whoo! I really do. And I've learned a lot from it, and we manifest our good and our bad.
Scary.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Come on in.
I can barely hear you.
The law of attraction has always been an interesting subject for me too. And you know, I was saying earlier, I really didn't necessarily understand it, but until just a year or so ago. Once I realized it, I was like, oh.
We've all been doing it our whole life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think that's the biggest part is, you know, people need to really take accountability for, you know, we tend to say what we want out loud, but then we think another thing. And I find that if I'm in a darker period, I really examine the thoughts in my head of, like, what have I been telling myself? Oh, you're this, you're that, all these, you know, horrible things. I'm like, oh, that's why I'm feeling so bad. You know, I may be saying one thing, but I'm thinking another. And I think that's, you know, really important for people to take a look at what they're thinking inside of them.
Definitely. And I have a new one that I've been doing, is if I have negative thoughts, just allowing them to be there and not fight with them.
Yes. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. It's important to embrace that side of ourselves and not look at it as something bad or negative, but to say, you know what, I'm in a funk. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know,
and
it's okay.
I'm going to sit here rather than I went through a phase where every bad thought I had, I tried to replace immediately. It made it worse.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, there is that saying, fake it till you make it, which, you know, I do believe to a certain extent, but unless you really, you know, it takes a while to get back to a you know, and I think Esther and Jerry Hicks, you know, when their baseline, they have
my
very
favorite.
Interesting baseline things, and I know I went through a period where every day I drove to work, and all I would say is, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm all these things that I was not feeling.
Yeah.
but I forced myself a whole month. Oh, I know, I knew, but I forced myself a whole month to do it. And, you know, finally I did come around to feeling that way.
Well,
so, you know,
The Secret was a great book. That's how I started, and then just kept moving on and on and on. But there's some parts about The Secret that got left out, is feelings are the most important part of manifesting.
Yes. That was the part that I was like, why don't they make that a bigger part? I was like, unless you feel it's just kind of empty out there.
You can say, oh, I'm rich all day long. But if you don't feel rich, it's not going to happen.
And also, if you're not taking steps to making that become a reality, too. I mean, we can't just sit here and say, I want this. Okay, universe, go give it to me. I mean, you still have to create the relationships and put the effort out there.
Things I've found. If you like certain things in your house that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you feel rich. Or abundant.
It's very important.
Like a bowl of fruit or something. Yeah. I mean, I have fun with it. I really do. And I think we can all do anything we want if we believe it.
Yeah, I am a big believer in change. My roommate laughs at me. I probably move the furniture around once a month, sometimes more. I'm always changing something. And for her, change is a little bit more difficult because she's like, oh, God, I can't, we can't ever go back. And I'm like, well, you need to move that back later. For me, I'm constantly changing and moving and shifting my physical world, and that makes a huge difference in the energetic world, too.
It does. It does. Just a change in your routine, a little thing will move things along. And I think that's when you really get into this and you read and then you go one day, oh, wow, I get it. Get it. And you'll get money from really strange places if you need it.
Absolutely. That's what I found. It is important to have a sense of faith and trust in how things are going to come to you. When we decide we want something, the universe will deliver it, but it might not necessarily be in the form that you think. And I always tell people, especially when I'm doing readings afterwards, I'm like, when you ask your guides and when you ask for help, it will manifest, but just know it's not going to be exactly how you want it. You have to really pay attention to the subtleties around you. And once you start paying attention to the subtleties, I really think it creates a shift in your thinking as well, too, and you really start to see things in a different perspective.
Definitely. Most definitely. And it's a lot easier than people think.
It is. Again, we are our own worst critics. That's what I tell people. I'm like, we get in our own ways more than nobody else can really get in our way. I mean, if somebody's a problem in your life, there are steps to take to remove them or get rid of them. And it might not be fun or easy, but again, we have the choice to decide what we do with our time and who we let into it and how we see this world. And, that's the big, is a big deal for a lot of people. When you give, when you start to rely on other people for your own happiness, it doesn't get you anywhere.
It's going to go down the tube. It doesn't work. I've realized that. Did Kelly fall off?
No, I'm just sitting here listening. I'm kind of typing to some of the guys in chat. It's like apparently my chat room was messed up because I thought nobody was in there. It's like all of a sudden I hit a button and it's like it's going,
you
whoa. It's like there was like six people in there. It's like, oh, no. And it's like, and all of a sudden the queue filled up. And I was like going, okay. It's like we are having more talk moments again.
Yeah.
So it's like,
have you both made vision boards?
I sort of have. It's like I have notebooks. I have notebook boards.
Yeah.
My life is a vision board.
I made one once, and you were telling a lady the other day about vision boards, and I made one about 4.5 years ago. And I was going through a really bad period of my life, and I put on all these fancy things like a flat-screen TV, front loader washer and dryer, and all these things. A week later, everything that I had put on the vision board that was in my house broke.
Oh, shoot.
And
no.
I had no money to replace them.
Yep. And again, that goes
vision
back
in reverse.
To...
reverse. Whoa.
the washer, my washer broke. The TV screen just went into nothing. The picture just shrunk.
Oh, no. Shoot.
It was really
don't vision
really
like that, Nellie. Gee.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really
well,
cool, but I knew
no,
underneath I did not have the money.
Wow.
For those items. So putting them on that board was, at that point for me, what I thought was unrealistic. So I really
oh, wow.
knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what Sherry said earlier. It's like, you know, you got to kind of like, you know, I deserve this and really feel it, really feel
exactly.
it. I do deserve this. I do,
you
know, have that feeling. Otherwise, it's like going, oh, do
yeah.
I really deserve it? It's like, oh, my goodness. It's
yeah.
like, there's
yeah.
the example of what you don't want to do with it, yes?
Yeah, exactly. And Louise Hay is really good, too. I've read a lot of her stuff. She's a good
yeah.
one. With the, okay. with going with the beliefs that are underneath. That are
right.
in your way. But then Esther Hicks has a new thing. They do the, it's, they're saying anger is okay. Anger is better than sadness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they're changing it up a little bit.
Because a lot of times with anger you have heat, whereas, you know, sadness you can get kind of cold and icy.
Yeah. That it brings you
makes
out
sense.
Of feeling like a helpless victim, at least anger.
Is more proactive. You'll get you
exactly.
going.
Yeah. Sense. So it's all these new things. I know. But it was cool. I just had
let's
to call him.
Yeah, I was gonna say we got a couple other people. It's like we lost 501 there. It's like I don't know if that was a blog
okay.
talk moment or what happened there, but it's like let me grab a couple of those things. Thanks for calling
you're
in, Millie. It's like yeah,
you're
it's like,
welcome.
I'm so glad I found the the chat room. It's like I was on. I thought I was on. It's
thank
like
you.
I really wasn't on. Anyway. Okay, and we've got 510. You're on, so tell us what's going on.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hello. I just had a question.
Sure.
I wanted to know about, we're having an event on Sunday.
What happened on Sunday?
We're having an event on Sunday.
What happens to the event on Sunday? Boy, I'm not sure. Which you lost me here. It's like, okay, I'm not as psychic as people on the show. It's like I'm just like the business person. catch me up to speed. It's like, who am I talking to?
Oh, Aisha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, and what's the our Sunday show or?
We're having a show. We're selling our food, and I just wanted to know how's it gonna go, or is there anything?
Okay. Now I'm tracking with you here. All righty. Okay. Spell your name for me again. It's like I sometimes the connections here. It's like I don't hear real well.
Aisha, A-Y-E-S-H-A.
A-Y-E-S-H-A. Aisha. Okay. And where are you calling from? What's your geographic location?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. Here on East Coast time.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your, have you advertised your event well? It's like, you know, and where, you know, like, where are you holding it? Is it, like, easily accessible, you know, to people, that kind of stuff?
It is.
Okay. And is it for, like, a specific, specific event, who are you sponsoring? I mean, where's the money going to? Who are you guys doing this for? Is it like, you know, charity? Is it like, you know, animals? Is it like kids? Is it like, you know, food banks?
Actually, D.C., the District of Columbia puts it on, and it's for when it rains, so they call it Gray D.C., and you have it indoors, but it's been very sunny, so we're having it outdoors, mm-hmm. and it's for small businesses.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Are you getting anything with that, Sherry?
And you want to know about the event, what's your specific...
I think what she was asking is like are they going to be pretty successful? It's like, you know, are they going to have a turnout? Are they going to make money with it? Or is like, you know, is it going to be one of those things where it's like nobody shows up?
Got it. When I initially the energy around it, it is it's a little stifled. It's not necessarily going to bring about the amount of people that you had originally wanted. There just seems to be some sort of feud, or not feud, but I'm seeing some sort of anger or miscommunication among the people putting it on. And this isn't actually on the day of the event, but just some of the energy around it. So what's going to be important for you guys that are putting it on and setting it up is you really need to regroup and talk about this in a more kind of a bigger positive way. So I'm just seeing, and it just feels like there's just like one or two energies around that are kind of aggravating it. Also, there is not necessarily a clear vision to it when people arrive and when people like what to do there. So, you know, it's really important for your vendors that are there for them to stand up and actually talk and relate with the customers that are coming by, because, they almost seem as though they're just kind of like sitting there. It does look like, I mean, if there is a possibility of having it outside, that is going to be definitely more beneficial and draw in some people that wouldn't necessarily know about it. So I feel like when I look at this particular event, this is not necessarily going to be one of the most successful ones, but you guys are getting there, and this is absolutely something that you need to continue to do, whether you partner with radio shows that are on a grander scale, also really getting the business owners and community involved. And it's important for you to let people know that what they're going to benefit by showing up to something like this. So, it's just feeling like it's needing a little bit more polish, but that is something that if you continue to do this, it does have the potential to grow bigger and bigger and help business owners and the community as well. Although it's going to be important for you to go into this with a positive outlook, and that can help kind of shift the energy around whatever's happening in the background or on the business
side of
it.
Kind of like what you were talking about, Sherry. It's like, you know, really for them to, you know, like visualize having, you know, people there and having a crowd and having people buy stuff. It's like, you know, so they can maybe do either some positive prayer or positive, you know, visualization, something like that.
Absolutely. The group that's putting it on, or what it's important for it to have kind of a united positive front with also keep seeing balloons.
Keep seeing balloons. I'm sure balloons are good attractors. It's like
something
that works so much.
What's that? Are you guys like, you know, putting up like, you know, balloons or flags or, you know, something like that, just kind of, you know, the banners, that kind of stuff, just kind of, you know, draw people's eye and draw people's attention, stuff like that? Or is that, you know, kind of for the local stuff, you guys do that kind of stuff too with it? Aisha?
I think she said thank you very much, and she probably cut out.
Okay. All righty. Yep. I'm thinking you're right. Okay. Well, hope she got some of that. Okay, we got one more here. It's like, we'll go ahead and grab this one, 323, Erica 323. You're on with us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Can we get your name and get
yes,
a birthday for you?
My name is Jacqueline, and you said a birthday?
Yeah.
November 8th, 1952. 52?
52. Whoops. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting some age off of you, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Make you a younger girl. All righty. Okay. So, what would your question for us be today?
Well, it's similar to the previous caller. I also do vending events and exhibit seminars. Well, I'm actually just getting back in it, but I sell aromatherapy products. And there is an event in the Tacoma Park area that it's the first one. And I'm wondering, do you get any energy as far as, you know, would this be a good turnout also, or should I just wait and kind of look around and see how they do?
What is that?
It's going to be a week. I'm sorry?
In Pacoima, yeah. Where did you say, Pacoima Park?
You know, Tacoma Park,
Tacoma.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's this is an outlet, a fair or a...
Yeah, it's an outdoor, like a flea market, but I guess various things. They're allowing different type of things there. So I'm wondering what type of crowd will they get. And it's going to be a weekly deal. So I'm wondering, should I try out for this first one or just wait and see how it seems to be and go from there?
When I look at it, it's going to be important. You should go there first and walk around and see what else is being sold. Also, when this is not necessarily the best venue for you, it will get you. What I do see, it does get you out there and selling, but it might not necessarily break. You might necessarily break even with the weekly fees and whatnot. But what I do see it getting possible like repeat customers. So this again, it could be a good exposure for you. But I think you should hold off at least and go a couple of times just to walk around the crowd and check it out.
Yeah, because I was kind of thinking that maybe, especially the first this being their first event, and you know, also I had some other events. Similar farmers market in mind, so maybe I better do the same thing with those kind of just.
Yeah, I'm seeing. As soon as you said you have some other farmers markets in mind, I get my whole body starts to tingle. So whether there's another one on your list that is going to be a better fit for you, it seems like it's a little bit whatever it is, it's a smaller type of a market, and I do see you kind of under a white little like white pop-up type tent and little sun hat, and the crowd is just very friendly so I do feel like there is a better fit than the first one that you said, but again it feels like a smaller version. I'm also seeing what you said, aromatherapy products.
Yeah, aromatherapy type products. Yeah, with essential oils and herbs and like body oils, shea butter, body creams.
As you were talking about your just selling in general, also pairing up with businesses that offer spa type services in your area, and seeing that is a possibility of a good fit for you as far as a market goes in that way. So getting your products into actual retail stores would be a good fit for you. And at least in the beginning, it may just start off, you know, very slowly in that way. But your presentation is going to be important as far as of the actual things that you're going out there and presenting to them. But partnering with local businesses in your area is going to really help you move further along with this, because what you're lacking right now is exposure, and so that's going to be your kind of greatest way. A lot of things that are going to happen for you are going to be done via word of mouth. So know that that is actually your best advertising. So hold off on spending any money on like advertising in like print or different places like that. That's going to be a waste of money for you. But also offering small vials or little free samples to people with your information on it is going to, I keep, just keep seeing it, you know, kind of getting passed around, and that is going to be a huge success for you. It will, you know, it will take some time to really, you know, manifest a large following, but the word of mouth is, your products will do their job on their own, and so your customers will keep coming back to you because of that.
Good. And I'm also thinking, like you said, it's going to take, you know, time to manifest. And in the interim, I'm out of school on break now, and I'm looking for work to kind of help out with that as well as, you know, to live. And I'm looking in the direction of airline or real estate. Well, not real estate per se, but like leasing agent or something like that. Do you see either of those being a good fit for making money, you know, right away, generating income, or should I look elsewhere?
I'm seeing having a part-time position. I don't necessarily see that within the airline. When I look at like an office space and doing some sort of light, like office type work, something that does not take a lot of energy away from the aromatherapy and that type of thing. But I see those, like, you'll thrive and do really well working outside and working for somebody else in an environment where it makes you feel appreciated and useful, and you're good at it, and you really do have a very positive and cheerful disposition and outlook on life. So are very even keel in that way. So you would be a great asset to a small. And I'm seeing whether it's a small real estate company or just a smaller type of a business would suit you well. Just the values that go along with more of a mom and pop type of a shop will suit you extremely well, and at the same time still give you the time to have a side business. Another way, because ultimately whether this aromatherapy thing or I don't see this necessarily becoming a full-time gig. Like, I see you working a couple of different types of jobs and being very happy doing that. Another thing that keeps popping in is teaching classes. Mm-hmm. On what you do. That is another way of income for you, and it's also a way that brings people together, and through that is very fulfilling to you, and also very helpful to people around you. There's a lot of people in your community that are close to you are feeling very lonely and disconnected, and not really knowing what they like, where they fit in. It's really like a sense of loneliness, and so you actually have the ability to kind of bring people together and give them a bit of happiness. So keep that in mind too. That if you can reach out to your I'm mainly seeing women in your community, but just know that there is a void there, and people are wanting and needing interaction, and at the same time wanting to be useful and learning how to make things. And sometimes it's really not about what they're making; it's more about the company. And so know that that is something that you can do within your community to help others.
Okay.
Wow,
I was going to say, I had a little bit for you here. It's just that your birth card is the King of Clubs, and it's like one of the things for that card is like being your own, you know, being in business for yourself. So you're definitely on the right direction there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and we've got. I'm going to encourage you to, you know, click follow, and it's like come back and join us again on another day. We've got a couple more calls we got to take, and we're kind of running. We got about 15 minutes left, and we're going to try to fit a couple more callers in here real quick. But it's like. Hope that helped. It's like, you know, did what Sherry was saying to you, does that make a lot of sense?
Oh, wow. Yeah, a tremendous amount. Thank you both so very much. I really appreciate everything Sherry and you told me, and I'm right on top of it. I'm working on it now. Thank you so much. Have
you
a great day.
Thank you. I was going to say thank you for calling, and check out her website at that www. It's called servingyoursoul.com. And it's like, and Sherry is an amazing jeweler. It's like she's got some really... She uses intuition in creating her pieces, and it's like really cool.
Oh, thank you.
It's like tell them your. I know she does email readings, you know, for price. So it's like, do you feel like giving out your email for that for people to write into? Sherry?
Oh yes. You can also find that on Serving Your Soul. There's my contact info is on there, and it's you can reach me at terminalwanderlust@msn.com. Or SherryColosso at hotmail.com.
Cool.
And yeah, you know, if also I love anything to do with aromatherapy, so I'd love if you want to send me your info, I'd love to hear more about the products you use because I love aromatherapy.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I sure will.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling. We'll talk again. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay,
have a blessed day.
All right. You bet. Bye. You too. Okay, we got a couple more real quick. It's like these won't be long ones. We got 14 minutes left, Sherry.
All right.
I'm hoping we're going to get a minute.
Do it.
Okay, we got 323. Thank you for being patient and waiting. Can I get your name and your birthday? 323, you're live on with us.
Oh,
hello?
This is me. I was just listening now.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
good. I thought I just got off.
I was just going to say, I thought we just had a 323.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, in that case, we'll pick up. It's like, are you okay? Well, I'll put you back on hold. It's like if you decide you want a question, it's like type in the chat and say, hey, it's 323. I got a question now. Do you have anything you want to ask, Sherry?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, nope. Okay. Clicked out on us. Okay, and we got another one showed up, 904. Okay, let's see. There we go. Sorry. 414 is on with us here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Sherry? How's everything going? I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
And I know. I said, let me go ahead and try and see. I wasn't sure I was going to get in, but I got in. Okay.
All right.
Because I get lost in listening, and then when you're listening, you get...
Do you forget to dial the numbers? Yes, and I should put that over there.
So I'm having like an off day today. Okay, so my name is Marion, and I wanted my date of birth is 6/5.
Is okay. Say that again. Is 6/5 of what
year?
Yes,
June 5th.
Did you say it was Miriam?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Tell me the year again. I got 6/5, and it's like I don't know. My phone's buzzing out or something.
6/5/70. It may have been me. I'm not even sure. No, I didn't say it. I did not say it.
Okay. There we go. You're the dog. I know that one. Oh, I like dog people. And a Gemini. And
Yay.
A Queen of Diamonds.
Yay!
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Is that good? I'm assuming that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's like, Sherry, did you? What was? I'll just say, what's your question? It's like we got time for a question here.
Is there something in particular you wanted us to look at, Miriam?
No, I'm open. I'm open. At this point, I'm very open to what's new and.
Okay. Okay, so just kind of a general. Well, in that case, I'll start out with what's going on here with cards for you, if you want to do that, and then. Give Sherry a moment here because I know it's easier for her to take a few minutes and kind of listen and she doesn't meditate but kind of get dialed in on energy stuff here so it's
oh,
like
sure,
let's see what it says here for you with this Queen of Diamonds. It's called the Philanthropist card. And it says, like some of the cards in the deck, this queen has a lot of indecision sometimes about your values. Because anytime you're a diamond, it's like you came into this life to learn, lessons through money, and the deeper one is through your values. You have a Three of Diamonds karma card, and it means you often have the difficulty deciding what you want the most. You love variety. You're really creative and resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which you often do. And you also kind of have that expensive taste. You know, sometimes we have what they call the champagne taste on a beer budget. But, when you get money, you like to spend it on items of high quality, usually high price, and it's not a bad thing because my dad always taught me, buy quality because that way you're not buying a new one every year. It's like, I do. It's like I have the watch that he bought for me when I was 21, and I'm 53, and I still have it. So,
Me too.
But a lot of times you spend beyond your means and you perpetuate your financial fears. So it's like, you kind of need to get a grip on that. But despite of that, you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You kind of represent, like the rich aunt or grandma that takes you shopping, for some new clothes or, stuff like that. Very philanthropic. But on the other side, it's like, don't mess with you because you can really have that ornery streak if somebody crosses you. So it's like, you can be their best buddy. It's like, oh, really? And you just stepped on my new shoes. And it's like, really? I don't know. You're very charming. You really enjoy the finer things of life. You constantly seek, new adventures and sometimes our relationships, maybe not, in a personal relationship, but, new friends, things like that. You've got really a good innate business sense. And a talent of being able to promote your products and services. You can excel in a lot of areas. You got a lot of good leadership abilities. Regardless of what you do, you're this queen, and you tend to mother or nurture others in your work and life. You got a really naturally critical mind that is capable of doing intense analysis and planning. But that same mind can really be, can become negative or negatively oriented if things don't turn out exactly as you like them to. You can get, kind of negative, kind of critical. So you really got to practice that positive attitude, to counterbalance that. And that's kind of what Sherry and I, she was talking about earlier, is like really just being positive. And we were kind of talking about the, principles of the secret and law of attraction. So really make sure you're focused on and get focused in the positive, eliminate that negative stuff. If you adopt a spiritual path in life, you can realize a special mission and really achieve heights of spiritual realization and self-mastery. You can also have a really good soul connection with a lot of the ancient sciences. You have a natural attraction to the ancient mysteries, and secret knowledge promotes the study of eternal truth, which helps alleviate many of the problems that we find, what we call the mundane problems, which I call the nuts and bolts of life, washing dishes, doing the laundry, et cetera, type of stuff. If you're dedicated to that higher goal, there's really no limit to how high you can climb in your life. Some of the world's wealthiest people have been and are Queen of Diamonds people. In relationship, you've got some of the most difficult challenges that exist in the area of love in this deck.
True.
It's like, I'm so sorry to tell you that. But it's being that, you're kind of headstrong, kind of proud. You kind of like, that variety. And at the same time, you kind of have a fear of abandon, being abandoned. And you've got the power to have what you want. And it's like, that's kind of a troublesome combination. It's like, with having the fear and having power to get what you want. It's like, oh, my goodness. And it's like, it's kind of like what she, what Sherry said earlier. Be careful what you wish for, because she said, clear stuff out of my life and my path. And it's like, and all of a sudden she got fired. So it's like, but it was good because it started her, she kind of scrambled a bit. It started on her stuff. And anyway. Relationships. You indicate sometimes, three or more relationships, something like that, and before you maybe kind of happily settle down, and you might be past those already because, of the age, we're dealing with here. A lot of really charming. You got a lot of charisma, and it's really easy for you to, be a friend with people and start new relationships. The challenge is just sustaining the relationship once it's started. And you usually get your wishes for better or worse, and then you got to live with the consequences of what you asked for. So with that, I'm just going to say, Sherry, are you getting anything for? Did you pick up anything on this?
Miriam, a couple of things come up. And when the first image that I saw of you, again, there's, these two angels on either side of you, and whether there's a lot of sadness and kind of mourning going on, whether you've been just in that space, but you really have these angels by your side to kind of it's like they're holding you up by your arms and your shoulders to lift you up and to kind of get you out of that space. What as I see you kind of emerging through career and whether you are thinking about going back to school or if you have the ability to to continue to learn more about your profession and rise up, I see you are on that kind of stairwell or escalator going to the top. Everything that you've earned in this life, that you've achieved in this lifetime, you've really earned. And that's very important to you. You have a lot of pride in that. And you've also foregone a lot of luxury and things because of this. You do have pretty good self-control and are pretty good with your budget and but you have your eyes on a bigger prize. So know you have an extremely analytical and very smart. You're very smart and structured, and you are in success on your way up to a place of success where you will, all of a sudden, you will look back and you will be able to like give yourself a pat on the back and go, wow, I made it here. And it will be through hard work, but this is something that you don't necessarily shy away from. I mean, you really welcome challenges in your life and push yourself. If anything, you push yourself the hardest, like you are not hard on yourself, but you definitely want the best that you can have. And again, this is, I'm really seeing this in relation to your career. So know that you are going to continue to become successful through your hard work and perseverance. It will pay off. I do see you with the nice things. I keep seeing like these, like you have a smile on your face, and you've got, I don't know, they look like really nice pearl earrings or really nice diamond earrings or something in there, and it's just this sense of accomplishment. You aren't like flashy and wanting, you know, all these amazing like physical things, but again, you work hard and you reward yourself very smartly. Also, relationships can tend to bring about a lot of disappointment for
yep.
you, and that really can ties in with the sense of mourning that you've this sadness and that has been kind of deep rooted in your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's as far as kind of a gray area in this relationship department right now. What you're really being called to focus on, and when I look at your angels too, it's like they're like dropping the bad relationship out of your kind of out of your space and holding you up. And what you're really being asked to focus on right now is your work and where you want. Where you see yourself and where you want to be in, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be important for you. This is not going to necessarily be an easy transition for you, and it hasn't, but you haven't been in a very, it has been a very difficult time for you emotionally in relationships. And it will still... know that it was going to take some time to get out of that space. It's not necessarily going to be easy, but at least now you kind of know what you're up against. But when you start to really begin to focus on you and your career, and you begin to realize what you really need and want in a relationship and from a partner, and that's going to be important for you to know that what it is that you want and need and what you actually really deserve, and you'll stop putting up with some of the things that you've kind of put up with in the past, as you have put up with a lot of stuff, and it's time to let that pattern go.
We have
wow.
90 seconds. The Blog Talk Radio lady just got us on here. It's like, I'm going to encourage you to click follow and, you know, come back again and visit with us tomorrow. Another day. We're on 7 days a week. It's like, and get a hold of Sherry. She's at that www.servingyoursoul.com. And, you know, click in. And it's like, hopefully we're going to have her back. 60 seconds, rest. We're going to have her back on again. We're hoping in June or maybe July. Depends on how everybody's schedules fall out. So it's like, we really enjoyed having her today. And we've got one more caller. I just want to, we're going to give the last caller about the last 30 seconds here just to say hi real quick. And it's like, and maybe get you back on. But it's like, please do call back 414. It's like, you know, call us back again. It's like, and visit with us more. Because it's like, you know, we want to know how things are panning out here. Okay. 904, literally. We got you for like 30 seconds here. It's like, I'm hoping you can click follow, and it's like, and come back and join us again another day. It's like, Jethro's going to be on tomorrow. But you got a real quick question, we might just ask real fast.
No, this is Sarah from Florida. No, I was actually listening, and I will call back when you're on again.
Okay,
with your fast talking self.
Okay, sounds good.
All
we
right.
got 10 seconds. We're doing the NASA countdown. Sherry, thank you so much. Give your information really quick again here for us.
Yes, you can reach me at servingyoursoul.com. You can also call me at 310-623-0580. I don't always answer the phone, so please leave a message because I do have a psychic practice, and sometimes I'm outside dancing in the rain when it ever rains in California.
In her pajamas.
In my pajamas. or I'm painting something or making something, and my hands are too messy to answer the phone.
Okay. But she is an awesome jeweler, and it's like go by and check out the pictures she got posted. She got a new camera, so it's like we're gonna have to come back and finish a little bit more of the interview with her, and it's like have her tell us more next time around. And it's like thank you so much for being on today. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all our guests for calling in.
Thank you so much, Kelly, and yes, thank you to everyone that called in. I always appreciate it when people ask questions and let me read them. And
alrighty, and not my realities from chat says, I'm going to come back and I'll get a reading next time. It's like, alrighty, go for that. Okay, well, Blog Talk is blogging us off here, so it's like we will love you guys for, you know, checking in with us. And it's like I say, click that follow button. It'll hit you an email and remind when we're on, because it's like Jethro's kind of been flipping our times around a little bit, so it's like, yeah, I know he's going to be on the next 3 days. He's coming on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he's got some people come on with him, so it's like, check in and see. And it's like, and you know, and again, thanks to Sherry. And it's like, we'll have you on again. It's like, this was fun. Take care.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye.